This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
It's not just all Halloween-related stuff here tonight. We've got real scary stories like inflation, stuff that can actually harm you and your loved ones right here and right now. By the way, most Americans think the U.S. is out of control. According to a recent CBS News YouGov survey, found 79% of respondents, nearly 8 out of 10 Americans, believe that the current state of affairs is, quote-unquote, out of control.
Seems low.
I wonder what they mean by that.
Apparently, obviously I don't have the full poll in front of me.
When you think of the different ways it could be interpreted, the number really seems low because it's like, it is out of control. If you can't think of it as out of control in one way, like, I don't know, that's too much of a right-wing way to think of it. Well, there's definitely some left-wing way to think of it, too, or monetary or culturally or...
It is certainly out of your control and my control, and it always has been. The illusion that you can vote your way out of this situation is something people need to finally learn their lesson on, but I don't think they're going to.
No, that's exactly why they think it's out of control, because they're not exercising power over their fellow man in the way that they think they should be able to.
If only my politicians were in charge, then we'd get this situation under control. And I think that...
If you even just look at the debt, you should be able to understand that it's out of control. There's no way to control it.
The big midterm issue, of course, for most people is going to be inflation. And that's understandable. That's the thing that is affecting absolutely everybody. Only the richest of the rich are the ones that can just kind of turn their nose up at it. But
it's hurting me.
Everybody gets hurt by inflation. And the Republicans are, of course, making it their big campaign push, right? Like, oh, well, if you put us in charge, we'll get this thing under control.
And it wasn't under control under George W. Bush or Donald J. Trump.
No, and they don't think about the fact that Trump signed a huge bailout package during COVID that was what kickstarted the increase in inflation. It's just the 8% or 9% numbers, which, again, are inaccurate. They're low. But those numbers didn't start coming until later. That's because when they print the trillions of dollars, it doesn't all flush right into, you know, the prices immediately. It takes
If they don't understand
time.
That, then they don't understand what those numbers mean at all, because it means it's inflating that much more than that month the year before.
Correct.
So it doesn't mean inflation started this month for the first time ever when we come out with a number.
Well, sure. Of course they don't know what the numbers mean. I mean, they don't care. It doesn't matter what the numbers mean, ultimately. All they have to do is convince the voters out there that this is a Democrat's problem, that they can make up whatever numbers they want, and they can make up whatever facts they want. All they have to do is convince people that this is Biden and the Democrats' fault. Vote for us, and we'll fix it.
Even though every president, Democrat or Republican, has increased defense spending every time there's a new president.
Sure. And they're not going to turn things around. And that's the thing. But the problem is Americans will not understand this. Even if the Republicans come in a huge wave, as they're, you know, some are hoping that they will, obviously, even if they do, right, because on the Democrat side, it's going to be pushing for abortion rights. That's what they're trying to get the Democrats out to vote for, abortion rights.
Yeah, that's what every Don Bolduc or whatever commercial I see is about.
It's all about abortion.
It's all about abortion. Yeah.
I wanted to exploit that by having campaign signs that said, Aria Nemezzo, pro-choice on everything. But by the time they would have gotten here, this would be like, you know, 2 days before the election.
No point.
No, but it would have been good, right? Because that's that I have an article coming out tomorrow in the King Sentinel. Where
I was going to ask if they interviewed you yet.
They did, where I essentially said exactly that.
Okay, good.
The libertarian position is being pro-choice on everything. Because they asked me about critical race theory or controversial, whatever it is, some bill that got put forward about teaching controversial things in classes. They said, well, look, if someone doesn't like it, they can take their kids to a different school.
Mm-hmm.
They should have multiple schools to choose from, and they should be able to find the one they like that is teaching their kids the things that they want their kids taught.
Good. I'm glad they I'm glad they're giving you a chance to have a story in the papers. So.
Pro-choice on everything.
I'm looking forward to reading that when that comes out. But
should be tomorrow.
The point I wanted to make about the Republicans is they're making inflation their issue. They're blaming the Democrats for it. They're saying our policies will solve this. But we all know that's not, at least those of us who are paying attention, know that that's not going to be the case. Mind you, I'm not telling you the Democrats are going to solve this either. They all created this together. Inflation isn't some magical force like this woman at the European Central Bank, Christine Lagarde. She said recently in an interview with an Irish state broadcaster, she said, we do it. She's talking about raising the rates because they're doing that there, too. Right. So like the Federal Reserve has been raising its interest rates. And so is the European Central Bank. And of course, that affects the prices of home mortgages and other loans and things like that. And they always claim it's fighting inflation. So that's what she says here. We do it because we're fighting inflation, she says, that had, quote, pretty much come about from nowhere.
Well, she said pretty
hell?
Much to cover all her bases.
Yeah.
But how, dude, okay, inflation is the increase in the money supply, obviously.
That's what it is.
Yeah. That's what it is, but that's not what they call inflation. They call an increase in prices. That's what they call inflation. Yeah. However, like, it's not hard to trace back the rise in prices. You said she's with
this is the head of the European Central Bank. This is the equivalent of the chairman of the Federal Reserve for Europe.
They know there's a war in Ukraine, right?
Oh, and she blames that, too, of course.
What?
She blames Putin.
Which is
the
fine.
Next sentence.
I mean, it's incorrect.
I mean, it's Putin instead of the tax or tariffs.
Tariffs?
Or wait, what? Not tariffs. I'm trying to think of the word that when they're restricting sanctions.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But at least blaming the war is like a cause. No one out there, I hope, I say no one, I hope that no one out there is stupid enough to believe that prices just randomly started increasing and no one has an explanation.
In a way, people do think that because they believe that, oh, it's just greedy corporations raising their prices for no reason.
That was the excuse a year ago.
If that was the truth, then greedy corporations would be undercutting people.
That's true because it makes sense. If Amazon raises all their prices by a dollar, then Walmart would only raise their prices by 98 cents or whatever
not
to
raise
undercut
their
them.
Prices to be the only ones getting all the, you know, business.
But see, they're all raising their prices, so clearly it's collusion on the part of the corporations that are doing this to us.
So in which case, government didn't protect us from the corporations, so what good is government?
No, the government actually created the corporations, but no one wants to talk about that.
But see, that's the myth they perpetuate, is that we need government to keep corporations in check, to keep corporations from raping us and raising prices and colluding together. But government is in bed with the corporations and always has been.
Mm-hmm.
You can't create these power apparatus, and not expect them to not be in bed together. So it's like the separation of church and state all over again. Of course they're going to cooperate and work together to oppress people and to collude together. It's not corporations colluding together that you have to worry about. It's government colluding with corporations.
So the next thing that's going to happen, if the Republicans take the majority of the federal government seats in the midterms, is inflation is going to continue, because that's what governments do. They print, you know, central banks print money. It's going to continue. The interest rates are going to continue rising. Mortgage rates are going to continue to likely go up until they stop raising the rates or whatever. But they're going to keep printing the money. You can assure yourself of that. And so, therefore, the Republicans are then going to blame it on Biden. oh, well, you did put us in charge, and we are, you know, running things, but we don't have the presidency, and so therefore, even though we have the majority in the House and the Senate, we can't stop this crazy inflation. You have to elect a Republican
to fight
in 2024
inflation.
To the presidency.
Because it's a dragon.
So they'll get to kick the can down the road for two more years. Meanwhile, inflation continues, and things get worse. People's lives get worse, and they can just keep on making these excuses, and people just keep gobbling it up. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open, and you can join us here. The number is join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Our social media platform is one of those features. You can go to social.freetalklive.com, interact with other Free Talk Live listeners there, and do it all for free, and you don't have to worry about censorship unless you're going to come there and try to spam us. We don't want you doing that. But otherwise, you have freedom to express yourself there that you probably won't get on the Elon Musk version of Twitter, which is we've yet to be, you know, yet to see exactly what that's going to be like. I've got some stories about that. If we get the chance, we can talk about the latest with the takeover that has been going on throughout the weekend there. And also Facebook and all their oppressive policies. You can experience ours over at social.freetalklive.com. We were talking about the European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde telling an interview with an Irish state broadcaster that inflation, quote, pretty much came about from nowhere, she said. Further pointing to Putin as the cause, quote, the energy crisis caused by Mr. Putin. No. It was caused by your European Union deciding to take a side in the conflict. That is what has caused your energy crisis. People are going to be cold this winter, likely, and that's because of the sanctions that these people put on the Russian government and people.
Yes, I can't imagine any scenario where Putin or the Russian energy companies would have just like, you know what? We don't like doing business with this entire continent of paying customers. We don't want to do business with them anymore. However, Europe and the United States and other Western countries decided that they were going to take Ukraine's side in this conflict by imposing a lot of sanctions on Russia.
Right.
And they thought, for some bizarre reason, that Russia couldn't in kind impose sanctions against Europe. I don't know why they thought that, but they thought they could just act with impunity and impose all of these sanctions and it wouldn't come back to bite them.
Well, I think a lot of the times Europe acts just like America in thinking they're untouchable, like, oh, we're Western states or whatever. Yeah.
The one good thing I can say about the United States in this scenario is, as far as I can tell, they haven't imposed a lot of sanctions on Russia. The United States, other than sending a lot of weapons to Ukraine and if escalating the war by doing that, the United States has largely stayed out of it.
There have been sanctions, although they've been against the oligarchs or whatever. They've been against Putin and his buddies, essentially, okay, as I understand it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Which is still too much. They should never have done it.
And then what really hurt was the American corporations joining voluntarily. So it wasn't that McDonald's had to pull out of Russia. It wasn't that Netflix had to stop serving people in Russia or YouTube or you fill in the... There's so many different companies that have jumped on this bandwagon. It was this huge signaling, this corporate signaling that says, oh, we think it's good. We'll please our masters in D.C., even though they didn't tell us we had to.
You're right. I have to retract my statement.
Yes. I mean, it's not sanctions. It's not like full-on starve them out sanctions in the traditional sense of you aren't prohibited by law from doing business with Russia. As I understand it, I don't think they've gone that far. But you are, for instance, prohibited by law from doing business with Iran or Cuba in many cases. That's been loosened a little bit from what I understand. But Iran, North Korea, for sure, you're not allowed to do business with people in those countries, even though doing business with those people would actually help them like America more. And understand, you know, markets and be intertwined economically with the people of this country, which can only be a good thing. No. They don't care about that. They want to punish those people. So they didn't go that far with Russia. And so the corporations went further. The corporations decided to break up with the Russian people. And, like, remember, OnlyFans was another example. OnlyFans stopped allowing Russian people, Russian accounts to... Well, I mean, there's other people there, I think, but to monetize their business.
What did you call them?
Sluts.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's
nothing wrong with it. Like, I don't think it should be illegal. It doesn't mean I can't call people sluts.
You can have your
opinion. It's a good job. I mean, it's a fine job to exist.
It's probably a lot cleaner than actually, like, having to touch a guy in a strip club or something like that.
That's true. And Backpage, I think, was another popular site that did some. Backpage was used for contacting sex workers, prostitutes, most people would call them, whereas OnlyFans is modeling, is more like pornography.
Yeah.
But, you know, they drastically improved the safety of sex workers. And
the existence of
Backpage and OnlyFans.
And the feds went after Backpage.
Obviously. Yeah. Right.
I want to bring Chuck on the line here. He's in Washington State. Go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the lunchbox of a sex worker, by the way?
No.
I just thought I'd throw that out there.
What does that mean?
Is that a dirty joke?
Oh, wait, no. I think he's trying to say, like, oh, it's not real work because they don't go.
I'm not saying that. I just want to know what's in the lunchbox of a sex worker.
It's probably something we can't talk about on the air. So what were you talking about?
I don't take a lunchbox with me to work. I mean, do most people do that?
Well, you work at a restaurant.
I know, but even when I did it, it's like.
Some people pack lunch. Most people probably just go and grab fast food or something.
Like an igloo cooler with the blue ice thing going on
there.
Yeah,
some people pack their lunch when they go to work, Ari. I mean, that's not unheard of. Ari, you eat out a lot, right? Like, so that's like how you do things. But people who don't want to spend that much money on eating out all the time, they'll make a sandwich and, you know, make their own lunch.
I think adults don't really have lunch boxes. It'll be something else. But anyways, okay. I don't think that was...
A brown bag, whatever. Anyway, Chuck, what were you calling about tonight?
Sorry, I couldn't resist that. So, you know, this whole thing with vote for me, I'm a Republican, I have the answers to solve this inflation thing.
Mm-hmm.
It really is kind of insulting, don't you think, that, and you've kind of picked up on this and talked about this earlier in your dialogue earlier in this hour, with some of the policies that the Republicans have pushed that helped get us here. And I can't quite understand how the Republican Party thinks that the American voters are that gullible.
Oh, they are.
I don't really think.
They absolutely are. I mean, just look at this. It goes on every 4 years.
Yeah,
every four years. One side tricks the other side.
You're talking about surge voters for a presidential race, and we're talking about a midterm election where those voters tend to be a little bit more... they tend to be a little bit more smarter, I think.
I've heard this myth before, and I've heard the myth that primary voters tend to be even more knowledgeable and more informed than your midterm voters.
A little bit more partisan. I have never
seen any evidence to suggest that people who vote in primaries or midterm elections are any more intelligent than people who vote in presidential elections.
Didn't you debunk that, Aria?
I would say that my running for sheriff did at least partially debunk that.
The fact that no one pays attention?
Yeah.
Or a very small number of them?
And I've yet to see any evidence suggesting that it's valid.
I was going to invite Chuck to hang on, but he just dropped off the line. I would have been happy to continue the conversation. If you want to call back in, Chuck, you're welcome to the number here, 603-283-6160, because I do want to continue this discussion about voters and why they just won't wake up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal charges are being filed against a man accused of attacking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband. The Department of Justice announcing that David DePepe is being charged with attempted kidnapping and assault. DePepe allegedly attacked Paul Pelosi on Friday with a hammer at his home in San Francisco. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with China's foreign minister and state counselor Sunday. State Department spokesman Ned Price is confirming the conflict between Russia and Ukraine came up in the conversation.
Secretary Blinken, for his part, thought it was important to raise once again Russia's continued war against Ukraine and the threat it poses to global peace and economic stability and prosperity.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's
603-283-6160.
Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
We were talking about a little bit about inflation, and then we got into the prediction, and I don't think this is going out on a limb at all, that you've got the Republicans saying, oh, just elect us. We'll solve inflation. Inflation's a Democrat problem. They did this. And look, I'm not saying the Democrats are going to make inflation go away. Both the Republicans and Democrats are together on this. They're never going to tell you that. But it's like the old wrestling situation, right, where they pretend to be enemies, but the reality is they're both on the same team. They're getting paid by the same boss, that kind of thing.
I mean, it should be obvious. Look how many pictures there are and videos there are of Donald Trump hanging out with the Clintons.
Yes.
Back in the 90s. These people are very good friends, and they get along. They do a good job of pretending to hate each other publicly, but as soon as the camera's off, they're working together to screw you over.
And the Obamas with the Bushes.
The Bushes. Well, there are pictures. You say when the cameras are off. The reality is,
they're smiling for the camera.
Yeah, these people are posing together and acting like they're friends because they basically are.
George W. really likes Michelle Obama, and it's so cute. I mean, I know they're both evil monsters.
Maybe he's gay.
George W.?
Yeah, there's a theory that Michelle's a man.
Oh.
You never heard that theory?
I've mean, I've heard it, but when you suggest that George W. Bush is gay, the first thing that comes to mind isn't, oh, well, obviously, because Michelle is a trans person, right? I don't know.
Is Michael she... Obama is what they say.
Well, Obama accidentally called her Michael during
really?
A speech. That's where that comes from.
I didn't know that.
He was like, Michael and I did blah, 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 and just continues talking.
It could be the broad shoulders, too. I mean... I've heard people make the allegation, if Michelle is trans, I mean, good for her. She's doing a great job. Keep it up.
And there would just be a lot more weird stuff going on if she was, because, like, where did the kids come from? There's already theories that the kids were adopted by these people that they're friends with, that the kids look way more like.
Mm.
There's just weird theories. For one thing, she gets up. She's on, I think, Ellen DeGeneres, and she gets up. And, like, something moves around in her dress in a really weird way. That's where it started. I don't think it's just like, oh, she looks like a man. I don't think that
she
they're saying
junk,
that.
Is what you're saying.
It was that, yeah, mm-hmm. that clip. And you can find it online. And then, what's her name, the lady that died? The comedian lady, Joan Rivers.
Oh.
She said she was, like, walking through the street and some paparazzi's following her and was like, did you read Michelle Obama's book or something? And for some reason, Joan Rivers just goes, Michelle Obama is a man. And he's like, what? Did you say Michelle Obama is a man? She's like, yes, and everyone in Hollywood knows it. She's walking. She died that week.
Whoa. I love how deep this stuff gets. It's so crazy.
I don't see any point in hiding it, though. I mean,
it is weird.
If Michelle Obama is trans, that's a huge, you know, plus sign for the...
But it might not have gotten him elected.
Yeah, but it's over now.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you're right about that.
So now you're like,
well,
yes, I was born a man.
Exactly. If they just came out and, I mean, not that it's anyone's business and, like, she has to. I'm not saying that either. But if they came out and they're like, listen, we just want to talk about the allegations. Michelle is a trans woman. I don't think anybody should be upset about that. It's just the weirdness of not only hiding it, but then pretending that the kids are their kids. I'm not saying that is the truth. It's just the conspiracy theory, and I've explained it to you.
I mean, how common is it that they wouldn't address it? Like, even Lady Gaga addressed it with some interview. I don't remember who the interviewer was, but he was like, hey, you know, there's rumors that...
Bradley Cooper?
Is that
or,
who it was?
Or not Bradley Cooper, dang it. It's another Cooper. Alan Cooper? I don't know his name.
Wait, Anderson Cooper. He was like, there are rumors that you have male... organs. Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, what if I do? Would it be so terrible?
Yeah.
I was like, man, that's... a really good point.
Answer.
She said, my fans wouldn't care, and it's true. Nobody would really care.
Yes, I mean, the only people who would care about Michelle Obama would be Republicans.
For the most part.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, suddenly they would have, they lied to us for all of these years. Yes, that's why you're suddenly upset.
There's probably some blue dog Democrats, Southern Democrats that would probably drop off from supporting, but...
That's true.
But it would be mostly the conservatives who are all aroused about that.
Who cares?
So, here's a fun one, since we were talking about the EU and their economic difficulties that they want to blame on Putin. Did you hear about the Russian heating points in Europe?
I did, yes. Courtesy of Russia, you can go and warm up at...
Use electricity?
No, heating oil or natural gas.
Yeah, but presumably they're using natural gas, but we don't know.
How does this work? Is this like a little police box type of thing?
It's like probably just like a little shop or something.
I wish Russia would do that in New Hampshire.
Why? I mean... Yeah, it's just plenty warm.
Yeah, we're okay.
In the winter, it's not plenty warm.
Well, they're trying to make a point.
No, they can do it in places where we're outside doing activism. Outside of the court whenever we're passing out jury nullification things.
Well, yeah, I don't
Russia's
think
not heating up the outside
no,
in the European
work.
Union.
Oh, but if they were doing, like, phone boxes.
I see what you're saying. But no, they're not going to do that here because they don't have the point to make here like they do in Europe. And basically what they're doing is they're trolling. This is really epic level trolling where, okay, EU, you're telling us you're going to sanction us. Fine. You've sanctioned us. Now we're going to turn off your gas lines. Okay. Oh, somebody bombed one of our gas lines. Oh, okay. Well, now we can't turn on the gas lines even if you wanted to.
I hadn't heard about that.
Oh, you didn't hear about Nord Stream 2 being exploded like a month ago?
No.
That's huge. That's huge news. It was a big development in this whole European energy crisis situation, and there's an interesting theory that it's the United States government.
Well, only because Joe Biden was on camera during a speech saying, we have the means and we just might blow up Nord Stream 2. I would do it.
He didn't say blow up. He said they would take it out or something like that.
And we have the... We have ways of doing that and stuff like that.
This was in February before the invasion. He said, if Putin invades Ukraine, we will take out Nord Stream 2.
What's the benefit of doing that?
Great question. So the theory, the best theory that I've heard is that obviously it's an attack on an ally, right? Like that's going to hurt the people of the European Union by taking out a huge gas pipeline that was full of natural gas and ready to go, and that the only reason it wasn't in operation was because the German government was refusing to turn it on. But it had been built. Russia had spent $20 billion building this thing. So it doesn't make sense for Russia to attack their own pipeline. It doesn't make sense for Europe to attack their own pipeline. Why would the U.S. do it? The theory is that it would benefit U.S. natural gas sellers, because the natural gas sellers in the U.S. would then get to raise their prices, because then they get to sell natural gas to the people of Europe.
That would be playing a dangerous game. I don't think the U.S. is that level of greedy at this point.
There was an interesting video that Jay in our chat room shared. He calls himself President DeSantis right now. It's his current username.
And he calls himself
in there.
Gay Treville.
On Twitter. Yeah, so he shared a video of this guy that does, like, space.
I'm glad to hear the coward has returned.
I love Jay.
Yeah,
but anyway, the video was of this, like, geek on YouTube who has some fancy flight tracking software. You know, they have these things for, like, a cell phone. You can download an app and see where the flights are over you. Well, this is, like, a really fancy one that's, like, desktop-level quality graphics, 3D graphics. He had floated over to this area of the world, Baltic Sea is what it's called, right? Up there north of, west of Russia and north of the Europe. He floated over this area, and he had selected the time frame when this attack happened on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, and saw that there was a U.S. flight of, like, this submarine detecting kind of plane.
It has the ability to take out submarines because it can detect and then attack submarines. So it can detect and then attack things that are underwater.
This plane is the only one in the vicinity at the time. It has, like, no numbers associated with it. It was like a hidden serial number, basically, for this plane.
Then it
comes in, refuels across Europe, and then flies over, lowers from 20,000 feet to 10,000 feet, and then goes away. Right when
stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Aria in the studio tonight. And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that we have waiting for you there. If you had the misfortune of being at Camp Lejeune between the years of 1953 to 1988, and further, you suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you might be entitled to compensation because there were contaminants in the drinking water at that time that may have led to those diseases. There might be some filing deadlines on this, so don't wait. You should call the next number I'm going to give you here in a moment, and you can find out if you or a loved one are eligible. The number is 888-918-1037. That's 888-918-1037. If you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988, somewhere in there, and have had a serious health issue, money is already set aside. The number is 888-918-1037. We were just talking about some epic trolling. Now, we had already seen, and I don't know if either of you saw this video feed on Twitch, where somebody in Russia was streaming 24 hours a day of a gas stove in operation with the current price in Russia of, like, per, I don't know, liter or gallon or whatever it is, however they sell cubic feet of natural gas, but it was like, you know, $1.50 or whatever. It was super cheap.
I had heard about it, but I never actually saw it.
They got banned off of Twitch right away. And
what? There's nothing illegal or shady about someone burning oil?
Yeah, you wouldn't think that would have violated their terms of service, but Twitch just, you know, they did what they did.
Do what they want.
And that's some really good trolling, by the way. It's passive aggressive. It's a middle finger, but it's not evil. It's not corrupt. It's not sick. It's not twisted. It's just someone trolling. Because, look, I feel bad for the innocent bystanders in Europe and the innocent bystanders in Russia and the innocent bystanders in Ukraine. I feel bad for the innocent bystanders throughout the world in general. This is why I oppose the state. It's always the innocent bystanders who are getting punished and who are getting caught in the crossfire as states engage in these wars and sanctions against one another. However, Europe brought this on themselves with the sanctions against Russia.
Yeah, I mean, obviously there are people in Europe who do not agree with the sanctions, right? In the same way that there are people in Russia who do not agree with the war. But unfortunately, they're all subject to whatever stupid crap their governments want to force them into. And so that's not to say that, it's not like I'm with you. I get it. This isn't funny per se, what these people are going through, but I can still appreciate the humor in what this person did to point out the ridiculousness of this situation by making this Twitch feed.
Yes, this is a lot more... a lot less big of a deal than the war itself, or than, you know, the actually taking a gun out and shooting a Russian or Ukrainian or a European, or however the states would resolve these conflicts. This is just someone in their home burning oil on their stove, and that's funny.
And so the next level of that is the story from RT.com about the Russian heating points. Their cultural centers that have opened in Finland and Luxembourg are now welcoming visitors who need to, quote-unquote, warm up as energy prices continue to skyrocket, according to the country's Federal Agency for Compatriots Living Abroad and International Humanitarian Cooperation.
I'm just shocked that they're allowing, like, a Russian business to even come in and do something like that.
Well, they're not prohibiting, as I understand it, Russians from traveling. They're not prohibiting the Russians that are in these countries. Like, there's not a roundup of Russians and they're locking them in camps yet, right? Like, that hasn't happened. And so they're not prohibited from starting a business or opening a business. And so the Russian government has people in a lot of places, and they had some of their people open up a business that's, like, funded by the Russian government, obviously, and they can just afford to pay all, whatever the cost. I don't think it's just natural. I don't think there's any news here that this is one type of fuel or another. It's probably whatever's offered by whatever that country is in that particular city. It's just that they don't have to worry about the payments because the Russian government's going to foot the bill. You know, that's where the money's coming from, to pay the bill for the heating. So it's like, it's as warm as they want it to be in the heating point. Everybody else in the city is keeping it cold. They're dropping their heat by 10 or 15% or whatever.
To me, I think the more amusing one, and this is just, you know, because it didn't affect me personally, but it appeals to me personally, was Russia saying, some politician in Russia saying, look, if you states want to secede from the U.S. government,
yes, that's right,
we'll consider welcoming you into Russia. Russia's getting pretty good at trolling, and I like that aspect of this. I just wish they wouldn't resort to violence and war. Just, can we troll one another? Because that's good.
Maybe the whole Satanism thing is also a troll, and we just haven't figured it out yet.
What do you mean by that?
The Russians appointed Putin as their top exorcist to exorcise the Satanism out of Ukraine.
It probably isn't trolling, though, because there's seriously very religious, as far as Orthodox Christians, I believe, in Russia.
Yeah, they've come up with this. It's just a new way of justifying their war, whereas previously it was, oh, we're going after the Nazis, and we're going to protect the Crimeans or Krimites or whatever they would be called. Now it's also, oh, well, they're also Satanists over there, so we're fighting the Nazis and the Satanists.
Whatever, they just, you know, they're just justifying violence, and it's not
that's
something
all it
that,
is, yeah.
Yeah, it's not something that I support, but on the other hand, I also think that the people of the Donbass should have been allowed to secede in 2014.
Absolutely.
When they voted to do that. So, like, I kind of understand the justification, at least for the initial invasion, and the idea of, well, look, the people in Donbass tried to secede from you guys, you said no, and then you bombed the hell out of them for the last 7 years, so we're just going to go in to protect these people on, you know, an international peacekeeping mission.
I mean, I understand aspects of it, and if that was it, if that was the full scope of the war...
They seemed to go beyond that, though, didn't they?
Yeah. It would be more understandable. I still wouldn't support it, because I just can't fathom too many scenarios where I would actually support a war.
The body that essentially has rented these cultural centers in Finland and Luxembourg to allow people to warm up has opened the... it's called Russo Rudnextevo. It has opened heating points, which provide those in need with an opportunity to get out of the cold while enjoying tea or watching a movie. Quote, little by little, the people are coming. In Finland, Luxembourg, they were already warming up yesterday. The film program is up to February. I think that means that they have scheduled movies daily all the way up through February. According to a spokesperson in Russian media, as the energy crisis continues in the European Union, exacerbated by anti-Russian sanctions and a sharp decrease in Russian energy supplies, Rosotrudnichestvo said Friday, it added that, quote, human warmth from Russia and its traditional hospitality is what, quote, freezing human European families need.
Wow. It's not just good trolling, it's good humanitarianism, right? I mean, they're not wrong. If they want to reach the hearts of the people of Europe, right? Mm-hmm. If they want to win the, what is the one I'm looking for? Win the war for the hearts of Europe, then little gestures like this.
But will it though? I mean, it could be the opposite of that intended result, and I don't know what their real intentions are here. If it's anything more than just trolling, because couldn't it also cold them?
It's a lot of money for just trolling. It could be that they're doing a little bit of humanitarian work. Like they don't have to play them a movie.
Okay, well, that doesn't cost anything extra. Like it's not a lot of money for them. They have RT, which must cost tens of millions of dollars to produce every single year. It's available across the entire planet. These people have a very diverse sort of national or rather international propaganda arm, and this is just kind of part of that, right? So, but it could also piss people off. Like, if you are freezing in Europe and you see the Russians are bragging because they've got this, you know, warm place.
You should be mad at your government.
You should be, but people are going to get mad at the Russians for that.
But you could just go to the heating center.
Yeah, if you just don't go and don't bring your family there just because you're mad at Russia, then you're a bad parent and you're a jerk.
I'm not convinced it's just trolling. I'm not convinced that anything out there is just trolling. And if someone does do something that is nothing more than trolling, then they're bad at trolling.
Here's another quote. You're going to like this one. This is from the head of the agency, Evgeny Primakov. Quote, Europeans, do not freeze because of your stupid and evil leaders.
Oh.
If your children are wrapped in jackets at home and you have started to save heavily on electricity because Ursula, Olaf, and Emmanuel gave away your money for weapons for the Ukrainian Nazis, come and warm up in our cultural centers in your capitals, he wrote on Telegram.
Wow.
More coming up here. Hour number 3 is on the way. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.